1 Peter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead."
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. In these troubled times, God is our living hope. Help us share that hope by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And thanks for your partnership during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. Jesus Christ, our living hope. Let me just tell you that this is our fall share-a-thon, and that's the reason the opening sounds different. But we are going to have some wonderful time together in this next hour, just talking about what's going on in the country. There will be some angst and some worry on your part and on my part, and that will motivate us to prayer, and that's a good thing. And we will be reminding you that Jesus is indeed our living hope. And let me talk about that just for a second. The phrase comes out of the scripture, 1 Peter 1:3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Jesus Christ, our living hope. I want to just say one more word about it, and then I want to introduce my special guest. Years ago, I did a word study on the word hope. I looked at every single verse, Old Testament and New Testament, that had to do with hope. And one of the things I realized, you know, we talk about living water. There was a great Christian song that was so popular when I was a kid about Jesus being, you know, offering living water so that we would never thirst again. Think of living hope as that, hope that never expires. It never ends. And no matter what your circumstances are or how bleak things may be in the country, we have a living hope. It's like water that runs fresh all the time. You may not see it, but it is there, and it is within our grasp. And so it's a living hope, not just a plain old hope, like I hope she'll call, but she might not. This is a living hope but the person standing behind it is trustworthy and faithful. It is a living hope. And so with that, I want to introduce our special guest this morning. Tim Weilman is the president of AFA, and he joins me this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Can you tell us now kind of what the nuts and bolts of what we're doing are this morning?
Yes, and for those who are new to American Family Radio, we are a listener-supported Christian radio network. We have 181 radio stations across the country, and now we have tens of thousands who listen on our AFR app. And so we have to, twice a year, tell our folks that we have to pay the bills, so to speak, and we have to raise the financial needs to meet the ministry's, bills, so to speak. So we're doing that now, and we're raising money so we can keep AFR on the air, and we can keep expanding because we want to reach more and more people across the country, because we hear all the time about how folks say, you know, before AFR came to my town, I didn't know what was going on in our country, and I didn't have access to good Christian radio. And so that's what we provide, and we strive to do that each and every day. And so we need to raise our financial needs. So that's what we're doing here. We hope you'll join us. You know, without our listeners, we don't have a radio network. Let me give the phone number here. What I'm about to set up here is what we're doing. At this hour, we have a $50,000 match. By that, I mean somebody has given $50,000 to the ministry if it's matched by the rest of the listening family. So your gift up to $50,000 will be doubled, will be doubled. So that's what we're doing this hour, Sandy and I, and I'm going to give you the phone number. And here's, this rings into our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I'm looking through the glass here, and I'm seeing our phone volunteers who are taking your calls from across America. Here's the number to reach us and to make your gift, and please be as generous as you can. And remember, with this $50,000 match, your donation is doubled. And you can give via credit card if you want to, a debit card, check card. We don't take animals or anything like
that. Our young
that.
Children?
Right, no, we don't. We that's ruled out.
Because you have enough grandchildren already, right?
I have seven. So here's the phone number to reach us, 877-617-2, excuse me. I mean, I'm going to read some. Ring somebody's house. Let me start over here. Somebody's going to get a hot
I'm
phone.
Sure they'd be grateful for the donation.
They probably live in California. Wake them up. Okay, I'm going to go slowly here. Here's the phone number to call and reach us and make your gift. 877-616-2396. Write that down. 877-616-2396. Is the phone number again, 877-616-2396. That calls our studios here, and you can make your gift. Again, please call now and be as generous as possible and help us stay, keep AFR on the air, and we want to grow. You know, we want to expand. We want to reach more people across the good old U.S. of A. with our programming. Sandy, so much happening in the news. I was edified by your verse. Your verses this morning that you read from the scripture, 1 Peter 1:3-9, which is our theme for Share-a-thon. We have a theme every Share-a-thon, and this theme, the theme for this Share-a-thon is our living hope, and you just quoted the verses from where we get that.
Yeah, that verse means a lot to me, and I think it will to our listeners today. And I think if we were to express a goal this morning, yes, we want to raise money for AFA because AFR. Because we believe that, I guess the reason I go on the air every morning is because I think of all of you that listen. And I know that I may never ever see you or meet you. I hear from lots of you, but I know that you love your country, and certainly before that you love your God. Some of you don't. Some of you listen and you're not on the same page, and I love you too. I'm so glad you're listening. But we're in the business of truth here. And so I feel the burden of delivering that truth to you every morning. And so I just feel a responsibility. But at the same time, we have to tell you now that we need help to stay on the air. And so that's why we're doing the Share-a-thon. And we are going to talk about the news, and I'm going to get to that. But first, what we do each time we have a Share-a-thon is we ask for our listeners to call in and just give us an idea of what AFR Talk means to them. And so I want you to just pause for a second and listen. By the way, our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Here's a listener.
My name is Jerome Bogan, originally from New York, now living in Humble, Texas. I'm a black male, married, Christian, now a Republican voter, voting based on my values. And although I've always had a pretty good idea of what my values were during the 2008 election, I voted for President Obama and actually voted for him twice, but I really had no political knowledge, and neither did I know about the hidden agendas that existed in politics in America. But I thank God, and I thank AFR Radio and all of the various Tim Wildman and Brian Fisher and Sandy Rios and so many others for giving me clearer political, spiritual perspective and change my life in such a drastic way. And I thank AFR for all that it's done to contribute to my maturity.
All All right. Well, I see on my list hour open, but I didn't hear that, so I was waiting for it. You know, he reminds me. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, caller. That means so much. You remind me of one of my first producers when I went on radio in Chicago in the 90s. He was a football player, black football player from Notre Dame, and he was huge. And he was didn't have hair, and he had one earring. And he looked so mean, but he wasn't mean. He was just a pussycat, and we became such good friends. And I'll never forget when he pulled me aside, whatever election this was, and he said, and he was so gripped. His face just, he said, I just want you to know, this is the first time in my life I've ever voted for a Republican. Because he'd been sitting listening to me, not that I was preaching Republicanism, because I wasn't. I was preaching truth. And he'd never heard the things that I said. So that was really a very special time. And so I'm honored. I'm honored to be part of that list of people that have ministered to you, listener. By the way, our phone number is 877-616-2396. Tim, we have some sort of a challenge, right?
We sure do. It's called the Let's Get Going $50,000 match. Well, that's what we're calling it, Let's Get Going. So this is the Share-a-thon is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so here we go. We're getting started. And just 3 days, 3 days, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, that we tell you what our financial needs are. We pass the virtual offering plate, if you will. And so that's not a lot of time that we spend telling you what our financial needs are. 6 days out of 350, what do we got this year? 350, what? Sandy, help me out here.
352, six? I don't know. 300. Yeah. Where's my husband? He's the numbers guy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't know if we got February, what the days are.
30
anyway.
30 days, half September, April, June, and November, all the rest of 31, except for February.
Oh.
Anyway, so that, I can sing this
from
song.
Grade school?
That's the way I used to remember.
Okay. And now I'll do my ABCs. A, B, C. No, just kidding. Here's the phone number. Okay. A $50,000 Let's Get Going match. So let's get this Share-a-thon started off in the right way. Make a gift right now and have your gift doubled up to $50,000. Here's the phone number to reach us here in our studios. And we have volunteers, some of whom come in from across the country who are AFR listeners like you. And they're here to donate their time to answer your calls. And you can give however you want to, debit card, credit card. Bank draft, we prefer the bank draft or some way that we can count on a steady gift for the next few months. Here's the phone number, or if you want to mail a check, however you want to do it. Here's the phone number to reach us now to make your gift and be as generous as you possibly can. Help us grow American Family Radio all across the country, and we can change hearts and change votes. 877-616-2396. That's the phone number to call and reach us. I'll give it again slowly, 877-616-2396. Yesterday was the first day of, is it 3 days of hearings, Sandy?
Four. Yesterday was the first day of four, so it'll end on Thursday evening.
For Supreme Court nominee.
Amy Coney Barrett. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was going to, that was actually what we have to talk about that. Let me just say the hearing, let me describe if I can. Because we'll have to do a truncated version of this. But, of course, the hearing room, this is the Judiciary Committee. And the format was that each of the members of the committee, all the Democrats and all the Republicans, had 10 minutes to say their piece. And Amy Coney Barrett only got to say for 12 minutes at the end of it her opening statement. So it went all day long. It lasted hours. I watched most of it. They were all, social distancing. They went to great lengths to to nullify criticisms of meeting during the time of COVID, when we're all going to die, the plague known as COVID. It was pretty distressing, actually, see Amy Coney Barrett wearing a mask, masking her beautiful face. And, of course, I guess COVID knows when she takes a drink or stands to give her testimony and take it off that it cannot affect people or infect them if she has COVID. It's just the silliness of it. I wanted to play a clip from her, but I hear the music, mm-hmm. So I guess we're not going to do that.
We're going to do that when we get back. We can do
that. Yeah, we'll play Amy's one of her statements, because I want you to hear her voice, and then I want to describe to you what else happened in that room as best I can. This is Sandy Rios. By the way, this is our Share-a-thon, and the phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net. And I know some of you have gone through some really big hardships. This may be the year you cannot give. And some of you are doing fine, and this may be the year you want to give more. But we need your help. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
We'd like to say thank you for your support of American Family Radio during Share-a-thon. We'd also like to help you share the true meaning of Christmas. As a thank you gift for a one-time donation of $150 or more, we'll send you a 10-pack of our new Christmas buttons. Just like the theme of this Share-a-thon, these buttons boldly proclaim that Jesus is our living hope. Also, for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you a copy of Dr. Ray Pritchard's book, Keep Believing, Finding God in Your Deepest Struggles. Dr. Ray is a regular contributor on Today's Issues and president of Keep Believing Ministries. You can learn more about that ministry at keepbelieving.com. And you'll get a 10-pack of Christmas buttons as well. Remember, our number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And thanks again for partnering with us on American Family Radio.
Hi, my name's Connie, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio. And I direct an event in my state capital called Capitol House of Prayer, which is a prayer for leaders in our state. And I really glean a lot of necessary information from AFR to just get a greater understanding about ways to pray for government officials, and just really appreciate all the people there and the fact that they're holding the line. And I just want to say thanks.
Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Help us share our living hope during Share-a-thon on AFR. Call now with your pledge at 877-616-2396 or donate online at AFR.net. And thank you for your support during Share-a-thon.
Would like for you to let that verse just wash over you, that reminder that Jesus Christ is our living hope, that no matter what transpires in the next few weeks or in the next hour or in your personal life, He offers living hope, unending, never-ending, ever-fresh, flowing, living hope. And you have, you know, Paul says we are not people without hope. We don't live as people without hope because we have a living hope. It's a beautiful verse, 1 Peter 1:3-9. American Family Radio does, what we do is merge our understanding of God's Word with what's happening in the news and the headlines and in the world and in your life. And that's what we try to do every single day to equip you as we equip ourselves. Most of us have lived lives integrated with the Word of God for so long. Maybe we are ahead of you in doing that. And for some of you, you're way ahead of us. And you help us when you call in and give your comments and your perspective. But we appreciate the partnership that we have, and we need your help this morning. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. All right, Tim, before I turn to you, let me go back to Amy Coney Barrett. She was so gracious yesterday. In fact, I'm going to switch things up a bit here. Adam, this was how she ended her statement. I want you to hear her voice and her nature and character. This is clip 3.
As a final note, Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank the many Americans from all walks of life who have reached out with messages of support over the course of my nomination. I believe in the power of prayer, and it has been uplifting to hear that so many people are praying for me. I look forward to answering the committee's questions over the coming days. And if I am fortunate enough to be confirmed, I pledge to faithfully and impartially discharge my duties to the American people as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
All right, so that was just a tiny glimpse of what Amy Coney Barrett sounds like and her heart in all of this. She gave some great statements. Maybe we'll get to some of them, but I want to give you contrast because the Democrats, what they did was, I think they realized they cannot win in procedure. They can't defeat her. She's got this impeccable record, and they know that attacking her faith, her Christian faith, was a mistake when she was came before the committee about the Seventh Circuit, because she's been serving on the Seventh Circuit for the last 2 years, and they made fools out of themselves for really ridiculing her Christian faith, and it backfired on them. So they know they can't do that. So what did they do? What they did was, and they can't let people in the courtroom, in the judicial committee room, like they did last time for Kavanaugh, the crazy, wild, crazy people coming in and out and screaming and screeching like demons. They can't do that this time because of COVID. So I guess there are some mercies with that. So what can they do? Well, I'll tell you what they did. They had a coordinated script. Someone did a really good job of writing, and the good little soldier Democratic senators read their scripts and held up signs of all these victims that are going to die or lose their care or whatever the most horrible scenario might possibly be if Amy Coney Barrett is approved on the court. And, of course, one by one, they talked about their hatred and vitriol for President Trump. So what they've decided to do is use this as a campaign event. With the American audience held captive and Amy Coney Barrett masked and unable to respond, they hit with great venom President Trump and also acted as though all these pictures of victims, which was so bizarre in a Judiciary Committee hearing, all these pictures of victims, all these people, this Mary Smith is going to, she's got, you know what, something, I don't know, I'm not giving you exact numbers or names. She's going to die. You know, if Amy Coney Barrett gets on the court, she's going to take away the Affordable Care Act, and this is so cruel. I'll give you just an example. Patrick Leahy laid out what was at stake if Amy Coney Barrett is nominated. This is clip 5.
On the minds of the Vermonters I represent, I've heard from them often and loudly since Justice Ginsburg's passing. They're scared, Judge Barrett. They're scared that your confirmation would rip from them the very health care protections the millions of Americans have fought to maintain and which Congress has repeatedly rejected eliminating. They're scared that the clock will be turned back to a time when women had no right to control their own bodies and when it was acceptable to discriminate against women in the workplace. They're scared that at a time when we are facing the perilous impacts of climate change, bedrock environmental protections are going to be eviscerated. And they're scared that your confirmation would result in the rolling back of voting rights, workers' rights, and the rights of the LGBTQ community to equal treatment. These aren't just thoughts. These are real-life implications of decisions made by the court.
All right, that's enough. You get the idea. And if I could play them all, you would be so depressed. I thought, as I was listening to Amy Klobuchar yesterday, she was so dour and bitter. And I thought, you know, you can't counter, and she's not honest. You can't counter everything they say, but you look at Amy Coney Barrett with this gracious countenance, and you say to yourself, which future do I want? Do I want that dour, bitter, blaming everyone for everything, a view of life, or do I want some positive view that Amy Coney Barrett presents? Let me just say a couple more things about what they did. They said the hearing is a sham. It's a disgrace. It's dangerous. It's illegal. It's court packing, which is ridiculous. They blamed Amy Coney Barrett for all the potential future deaths of the photos that they held up. It was coordinated. They did not write their own thoughts. They read them very well and held up their prepared pictures. Cory Booker and Kamala Harris didn't even do the courtesy of addressing Amy Coney Barrett. They just started their remarks without even acknowledging her. It was just amazing to me. I don't think Cory Booker ever even looked at her. He looked up in the ceiling and he looked around. He looked like, and the things that came out of his mouth were just not true. I guess it was Spartacus 2.0, but that's the way the hearing went down yesterday. I want to play a little more of Amy Coney Barrett in just a little bit. But, Tim, now your thoughts about it now that I've ran and raved.
You described what happened yesterday very well. It was kind of bizarre seeing everybody with masks on in a hearing like that. But, and Amy Coney Barrett, the nominee, she looked like she was held hostage.
Totally. She just needed her hands tied behind her back. I'm with you, Tim.
I know, exactly. But, you know, the over-the-top, to say the least, accusations against her that we just heard from Patrick Leahy, the senator from Vermont, and others, just so ridiculous. Take away women's voting rights. I mean, and then that's what the threat is with her on the Supreme Court, as if she becomes the dictator of a 9-person panel. Then if you saw you mentioned holding up pictures, what the senators had behind them, the Democrat senators, they had posters Huge.
Yes, exactly. Not just little pictures.
No,
but
no.
Yes.
They were
and
huge.
On stands, you know, on art tripods.
I've never seen anything like it in a hearing.
It shouldn't have been allowed.
They got like posters of five or six people there behind them, the Democrat senators, of their faces of people. And what they would do, folks, if you didn't see it, they would say, you know, like Sandy said, they would name the person in the picture behind them, in the poster behind them. And basically they would say, if you, Amy Coney Barrett, make it to the Supreme Court, you're going to kill this person right here. Or this person's going to die because you don't uphold a ruling that we want you to uphold. It was just typical Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. They do this kind of stuff with every Supreme Court nominee that any Republican puts up. It's always the end of the world. Our hair's on fire. You're going to kill people. You're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a sexist, you kicked somebody in the groin when you were in sixth grade, and we want to know about it. I mean, this is just crazy antics that they pull, and much of it's just trying to pander to, I guess, people out there in the country that they want to vote for them. So yeah. It was just bizarre. Go ahead.
Well, this is what's happening from my perspective, Tim. I think they realize that they can't stop her because of her record. You know, first graduated, first in her class.
They don't have the votes either, really.
And she presents so graciously. If they start attacking her directly, it's not going to look well. So what they've decided to do, I could just tell you, they've decided to use those hours and this week as a campaign against Donald Trump because they talked about him more than they did her. They hardly acknowledged her some, as I said. And so they talked about how horrible President Trump is and how horrible things are. The reason those photos and those posters were inappropriate is because it's not about a piece of legislation. The hearing yesterday was to get acquainted with Amy Coney Barrett as a nominee to the court. And so they co-opted it to make it a campaign event for them. That's how they chose to use it. Because I think they probably reason if they can cause enough people to panic because healthcare, I think, was the number one issue in the 2016 race, the reason why Democrats came out. And so they're centering on that to try to stir people up, scare them to death so that they will vote for Joe Biden. So that if they don't, they'll pack the court and make it a super legislature so that they get their way. Mm-hmm. So that was a political event yesterday for them, not a hearing for Amy. Very disrespectful to her.
But she did great, and I'm sure she'll do wonderful today and tomorrow if she's allowed to speak. I guess she'll be questioned interrogated is the right
word. Yeah, interrogated, yeah. Just expect them to be rude. Kamala Harris, somebody must have told her to smile more because, you know, she was so unlikable in that debate with...
Did she give an Abraham Lincoln history lesson yesterday? I don't remember.
You know what? I'm not sure, actually, because I didn't hear quite all of it. The stars to me were Mike Lee...
Yeah.
Senator Cruz and Josh Hawley, they knocked it out of the ballpark. Josh talked about the attacks against her faith and how important, you know, religious tests. We have a constitutional qualification that there's no religious test for public service. And he's extrapolated that beautifully about what would that mean, that Christians can't do anything in public life because they're Christians. That's where this is leading. Anyway, Mike Lee gave a great layout of the Constitution and the separation of powers. It was we got great lectures from those guys. I was thinking, Tim, that if we're going to talk about packing the courts, we should talk about unpacking the Senate and just maybe reduce it down to maybe four or five, like Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley. I could go for that.
You got my vote on that. I don't know if we're within the bounds of the Constitution there or not.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. Yeah. Hey, it's the Let's Get Going Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. Let's get going this morning with our Share-a-thon. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Share-a-thon, first day, and we want to get off on the right foot. We are a Christian radio network, and we are supported by our listeners. We don't get any tax dollars. We don't get any big donations from corporations or from super wealthy people that are out there across the country. We are supported by monthly donations to AFR. That's the backbone of, always has been, of our ministry. And so we depend on you to support us so that we can keep American Family Radio in your community and broadcasting across the country. on 181 stations, and we want to keep expanding. We want to reach more and more people, because the more and more people we reach, they hear about Jesus Christ, they hear about the Bible, they hear that God loves them and wants them to live for Him. They also hear the truth about what's happening in the news and a Christian perspective on it, like Sandy provides every morning. So there's so much that we're able to do here at AFR to reach thousands and thousands and thousands of people, but we have to have our financial needs met. And so twice a year, we raise our money. It's not our money. We raise the money we need to operate. So you can bless us and help us keep going with the donation. And if you want to give this hour, we have a $50,000 match. So that means you can double your donation, double your gift right now by calling this phone number, 877-616-2396. That's a toll-free number. I don't even think that matters to people anymore, right? We have our cell phones. Nobody cares about toll-free. 877-616-2396. Now, when you call that number, you know, you're not calling on the other side of the world to talk to somebody you can hardly understand. No, you're calling us right here in Tupelo, Mississippi, where our national headquarters are located. And you're talking to folks who listen to AFR just like you. Again, let me give the number, and please call and be as generous as you can. 877-616-2396 is our phone number. You're listening to Sandy Rios in the morning, as Sandy's here every weekday morning providing a Christian analysis of the news and information that help you understand what's going on in the world. We hear from so many people that listen to Sandy's show that have had their perspectives changed on things. And so we're just so delighted and grateful to have Sandy on our team here at AFR. And I know you are each morning when you get up and listen to her program. She's always well prepared, has great guests, and just does an outstanding job. And we're delighted to have Sandy as part of our team. Again, here's the phone number to call and make a gift, 877-616-2396. If you want to follow us online, the Share-a-thon online, just go to AFR.net, AFR.net. It's very simple. We've got a lot of good stuff there related to our Share-a-thon. Our theme this Share-a-thon is Our Living Hope. Sandy read those verses at the top of the hour. Go and read them yourself. It's 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9. It'll encourage you this morning. Go to the Bible. Go to the book of Peter, 1 Peter, 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 9, and you will see where we get our theme verses for this Share-a-thon. Sandy?
Yeah, one of my favorite things during Share-a-thon is the listener stories, and so we have one for you. I haven't heard it, so it's new for my ears, too. Let's listen.
Hi, my name is Susan, and I'm calling from Virginia. And I've always wanted to tell you that after President Trump won the election in 2016, I promised God as a new Christian or a fairly new Christian that I would pay better attention to the news and politics, to the culture, and to the world around me. Shortly after the election, after that promise to God, I heard a voice in the wilderness. One day I was looking for NPR, trying to make good on my promise to God, and listen to news-related radio. But instead, I found a voice in the wilderness named Sandy Rios. And her show led me to the AFR app and to the entire lineup there. And I just want to let you know that your work has helped me to develop a strong Christian worldview.
Wow, thank you. How beautiful. What a gift. No greater gift to a teacher than to have a student who's graduated come back and, you know, say what they learned, or a child. I remember when my son came back from traveling with a drum and bugle corps group when he was 16 across the country, and he just said to me, "Mom, I just want you to know I have never forgotten what you've taught me." And he didn't even explain it, but I will never forget what that meant to me. It's just probably the greatest reward. So thank you for those kind words.
He toured with the what? With a what? He toured with a what, did you say?
The drum and bugle corps are like a whole other subculture in this country. And the ones that are really serious, like professional, you know, they do like military-type drills. And it takes like, so he used to drill like 13 hours a day. He played double bass. And they traveled across the United States twice in one particular summer. And they have, you know, it's just an amazing kind of experience, and okay. He was part of that. Yeah, so he was gone and for the whole summer, which was hard for me, but he came back. He had one night that he could spend with me, and that's when he told me that.
Wow, and you'll always, isn't that great? You know, you always remember that night when he told you that. A drum and bugle corps, okay.
Yeah, the double bassman. You will. I mean, it is amazing stuff. All right, well, this is Sherathon, and Adam, you can roll that bumper. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net, AFR.net. And, of course, we need your financial help. That's the reason we're talking to you about this morning. When we come back, also, I want to tell Tim about some, really, honestly, and all of you, about some pretty dreadful things that are happening. Because I want you to have a sober mind about what's opening up, and then balance that with a scripture verse about living hope, because you're going to need to do that. All of us are. By the way, our phone number is 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. Remember, we have a $50,000 challenge. So that means that every dollar that you donate will be doubled up to $50,000. So are you ready? Get set? Go. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Hi, I'm Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word. During times of difficulty, we need hope. Real hope comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. AFR is dedicated to sharing Jesus on every program. Whether it is Exploring the Word, Today's Issues, The Hamilton Corner, or any other program, we make much of Jesus. During this Share-a-thon, you can make much of Jesus by making your contribution. Together, we shall share the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
My name is Laura Perry, and I am a former transgender, and I'm a part of the upcoming documentary called In His Image from American Family Studios. Just wanted to share my testimony with this audience because talk radio had a profound influence in my life, especially American Family Radio, along with some other radio stations. As a non-believer, I was hearing these things on the radio and just hearing about God once in a while, and it would soften me toward the Lord. Over time, the Lord drew me closer and closer to Him and poured a lot of truth into me through the radio. But I was living as transgender, and I knew that I was not living according to God's will, and I had had surgeries and been through all the hormones and all the legal changes, and I felt like I was too far gone. But through a radical encounter, God saved me, and I was so radically changed, and I became on fire for the Lord, and I began listening to the radio even more and more, and just really began to absorb the truth that I was hearing. I also began to be convicted about the way I was living, because the truth that AFR was sharing, I didn't know what to do about it at first, but it gave me the confidence to know that this was the truth, that the Lord was calling me out of this. And He began to open my eyes to the agenda and to everything that was going on. And I remember hearing about how Target was allowing grown men to go in the bathroom with little girls. And I knew that was wrong, and I was so convicted. And I remember the Lord reminded me of the scripture where it says that he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scatters abroad. And the Lord said, choose you this day whom you will serve. And I was so convicted, and I went home and told my partner, I don't want to be transgender anymore. And he said, well, what does that mean for us? And, you know, I said, I don't know. I didn't want to be a girl at that moment, but I didn't want to be trans because I knew that this agenda was persecuting Christians. And I signed the American Family Association Boycott Target Pledge about 4 months before I left the lifestyle because even I recognized that it was wrong to allow a grown man to go in the bathroom with a little girl. I just want to challenge each and every one of you that are listening to support American Family Radio. because they are sharing the truth that so few other places are, and they were willing to talk about these difficult issues. I had been listening to various Christian radio stations for years, and nobody was talking about the truth of transgenderism, and I was able to live fairly comfortably without conviction for a long time. But when I began to listen to AFR and began to hear the truth on these issues, the Lord brought conviction to my heart. And American Family Radio was a huge reason that I came out of that lifestyle.
Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Our nation is experiencing lawlessness, violence, pestilence, and through it all, God is our living hope. Call now at 877-616-2396 or pledge online at AFR.net. And thanks for partnering with us during Share-a-thon.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sandy Rios in the Morning. And we're not doing a normal programming schedule here during these 3 days because it's Share-a-thon. So we are having Sandy's show and Sandy's hosting. But we're also telling you what's going on here at Share-a-thon Central at American Family Radio. And what a powerful testimony we just heard from someone who had their lives changed, had their life changed by listening to American Family Radio. Here's the phone number to reach us. We're having our Let's Get Going hour here. Let's Get Going Share-a-thon $50,000 matching gift. Somebody's made a gift of $50,000 if they'll make that gift if it's matched by the rest of the listening family. So we're asking you to make a gift towards that $50,000 match this hour. Here's the phone number to reach us and to make your gift, and please be as generous as you can. The phone number to reach us here at AFR is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. It's the theme for our Share-a-thon is Our Living Hope. Our Living Hope, and we get that from the Bible verses found in 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 9. We encourage you and ask you to read those for yourself today, and they will encourage you. Sandy, go ahead.
All right. So, Tim, I don't know if you knew this, but last night in Portland, on Columbus Day, and I talked yesterday about who Columbus really was. He was a Christian who felt that God had mm-hmm. filled him with the passion to explore. And when he landed, he was very gracious to the natives. He personally cautioned his men to be kind to them, to not mistreat them at any level. It's just an amazing story that's not told because, in fact, I guess Antifa in Portland didn't get the message because they've, of course, changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Day. To the Indigenous Peoples Day. And so they marched through the city, about 200 of them, and they warned any kind of people to not take photos, not take any images. Andy No didn't get that message, evidently, so we have some images. They tore down statues of Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt. They did great damage, and they, of course, they were dressed in all black. And then they marched through the streets of Portland, the downtown, and broke glasses and windows. They attacked a coffee shop owned by a black veteran who says he's now voting for Trump.
What's wrong with the leaders in Portland?
Well, let me keep going because this will tie in. So and then Sunday, people may not know this. I wonder if they know this, that a man was shot and killed in a protest in Denver. I believe this was Saturday, not Sunday. His name was Lee Keltner. He's a veteran of the armed forces. This was a rally of... they're patriot. Is there the first part of it? It's not Proud Boys. It's a gentleman, grown men. One of them was one of the guys in Benghazi. I think I've forgotten his name in this moment. Tig, I think they call him, was one of them. And they just wanted to show strength and support for police. So they went out to do that. Well, the communists, the Denver communists, sent out Antifa and Black Lives Matter because you see they are all the same. And they called theirs a food drive. But of course, it's a total scam, and what they were trying to do, of course, was confront these former military men who were there to support the police and to show their support for the rule of law. So what happened was a guy who was a hired security guard for News 9 in Denver is, you know, supposed to be a security guard, and he goes up and gets in a fight with this Lee, and it was an altercation. Lee sprays him with pepper spray, and then this security guard takes a gun and shoots and kills him at point blank range. The Lee Keltner's son was right there, saw the whole thing. It was caught on camera by a female photographer with the Denver Post, who is a total leftist. I have got this morning, people sent me pictures of her at various protests. She is one of them, and so was the security guard. Now, the Denver police right away said, no, he's not affiliated with any of these groups, but we know from his social media posts, which are now being taken down, that yes, he is. He's full of hatred for the president. He's total Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And so that brings me to another story in Minneapolis. There was a meeting. You ask about authorities, Tim. There was a meeting with the Minneapolis City Council, and people expressed their tremendous fear of what's going on in their city. They say that they're even scared to drive after dark. There's been a 37.5 increase in homicides over the 12-month total of 2019, and there's a quarter of the year to go. So people in Minnesota and Minneapolis are scared, and they said many of them just want to move. They want to get out of there. The Oregonian reported that out of 974 criminal cases stemming from the Portland riots over the last several months, 666 were dropped by Multnomah District Attorney Mike Schmidt. Only 7 out of the 39 arrests for assaulting police officers resulted in charges filed. And he found 18 individuals who were arrested 3 times or more. All the charges have been dropped. So that's just a little taste. In New York, a left-wing protester was caught on camera punching a policeman. He's already out on the streets. Violent criminals are released in cities like New York without posting any bail. New York officials, by the way, on the other hand, are fining Jewish synagogues for opening their doors and exercising their First Amendment rights. And then last but not least, I'll throw this one in, Tim. This morning I got information that left-wing radicals are now posting an online guide to disrupting the country if the election is close. And it sounds to me like I have no time to read all of this to you. We'll put this on our Facebook page. It's from Breitbart, left-wing radicals post online guide to disrupting the country if elections as the election is close. And they go into great detail about what they plan to do. They want to disrupt normal life, no matter who wins, whether it's Joe Biden or Donald Trump. And they want to start a mass coordinated action to stop the voting, to interfere in any way they can. So we'd wondered about why they were so quiet. They're not being so quiet now. They are busy on the streets trying to wreak havoc and destruction. There have been several stories about it lately. And they plan to completely undermine, destroy, and create a revolution in this country. That is the plan. And so yeah. I just wanted people to understand what's going on with them. And that's why, of course, we need to remember our scripture verse, which is 1 Peter 1:3-9. Jesus is our living hope. So as we fight and as we stand for what we know is right, and some of us are going to get hurt, there's going to be a lot of loss. There will be a price to pay for fighting back. We have to do it. We have to stand up for what's true. And just remember, no matter what happens, we really do have a God who gives us living hope. And with that, let me transition. This is our share-a-thon, and we're asking for your help so we can continue to tell you these things. Fewer and fewer outlets, just as that caller said a few minutes ago, how many outlets, even Christian radio, are talking about transgenderism, about God's view of gender. They don't dare. They're not doing it. They're scared to death. It is so offensive to me that Christians have turned tail and run. It's pastors, Christian radio stations, Christian publications. But AFA has not done that. We have not done that. And in fact, we have a new movie in his image. In fact, Tim, let me just take a bit of a break. And when we come back, why don't you tell us about that? Because I sure. think that people should know. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net and give the most that you can afford right now. And so with that, let's go to a listener story, and then Tim on the other side, tell us about that movie.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's a listener to AFR Talk.
My name is Naomi. I live in Benton, Texas. I have been listening every day. All of a sudden, I just got addicted. I really am addicted to the radio now, rather than that horrible stuff you hear on TV. At night, I'm addicted to Frank Gaffney. He tells us what's going on in our world, and I drives me crazy that I can't get everybody that I love to listen to him, because he knows what's happening and tells us.
Wow. I think she said Frank Gaffney, who, of course, as you know, Tim, is a very good friend of mine. I'm so proud that he's on our station. Frank is a key player in Washington. He's been around for a long time, and he's so insightful. And he works. I've never seen anybody except President Trump who works harder than Frank Gaffney. I'm not kidding. So I'm glad to hear that someone is loving his broadcast. We're in the middle of Share-a-thon. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net and make your most generous pledge. And with me this morning is the president of the American Family Association, Tim Weilman. Tim, take it.
All right, Sandy, thank you. And you ask about the film we've got out, coming out in just a few days. It's called In His Image. We're multifaceted here, I might say, at American Family Association. The radio is a big part of our ministry, but it's not all we do, because we're here to try to change the culture. We're here to stand up for Christian values and to promote the things of the Bible and the things of the Lord. And so one of the big issues in our country right now is this whole idea of transgenderism and people confused about human sexuality, people who are trapped in that confusion and live it out, and then a lot of people who are just heterosexual folks, but their views have been distorted because of what they're seeing in the media often, and how they're told if they don't accept every lifestyle out there as normal, that they're somehow a hateful person or a bigoted person. Well, we've created a film that's already generating a lot of a buzz, and it's going to be released very soon. In fact, in 7 days, it's going to be released. We have a sneak peek you can go watch, and you need to do this today. It's called InHisImage.movie. InHisImage.movie. Of course, In His Image is, we take that from the scripture, we are created in the image of God. So InHisImage.movie. And this is a film primarily with testimonies of people who were trapped in this lifestyle, or who voluntarily walked into it, this lifestyle, this behavior, if you will, and they've come out of it because of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they tell their stories, and it is riveting. It is moving. It is real. We're already having even people themselves who are transgendered who are saying, I watched this, and I've been moved by it. So our desire is to impact the church. As you say, Sandy, so many in the church and pastors and Christians, we've been told that, we got to be nicer than Jesus, which is to say we're not supposed to say anything critical of anything. We're just supposed to be, we're just not, but that wouldn't be positive. Well, everybody wants to be positive, but you also have to tell the truth. And the truth is that this is a lifestyle, this is a behavior that is contrary to God's word and is detrimental and harmful to the people who live it out. And we must tell the truth about that, and we tell them how Jesus Christ can change them.
Yes, and Tim, let me just point out that because we really are unique and that Tim has a lot of courage and the staff at AFA has a lot of courage, this will be very controversial. And that's why we need your help. Just another reason we are going to stand firm until we can't. Mm-hmm. But we need your help.
Okay, Sandy got cut off there. So we didn't do it. We didn't cut Sandy off, folks. Sandy, something happened to our technology there. Hey, thanks for joining us this hour, Sandy Rios in the morning. Please pray for Sandy as she does this program each and every day. She brings so much to our listening audience. All right, stay with us now. Share-a-thon rolls on right after the news, okay? Okay.